That makes me know that we had the right idea in the beginning, and we just need to maintain our focus and elevate. We update our formulas. We have certain formulas, but we update them with the times and everything, you know, and there's always a message involved.
Check 1-2, my name is Uncle Bai from the Backbenches Podcast. This is episode number 138 of TBP. Welcome to another TBP experience. I'm freezing the building, of course, all the things down on production like usual. And my man to the left, what's up, bro, Mr. Dr. E.
I'm there, motherfucker.
I need that intentionally. I'm just messing with you. I know it's too early, but yeah.
How many times did we teach this?
Okay. FKA ESV. And now Dr. Mzee.
Come on.
Welcome to the show.
I'm good.
Yeah, and finally you can call me Uncle Barry. Yes, we are live every Tuesday and Fridays for the B-Sides. Make sure you share our podcast so you can reach everyone you love, man. You deserve to show this to everyone you show love to. New podcast available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you find your podcast, man, we are available.
Yes, we're everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're almost omnipotent, right?
No, present, maybe.
No, what is the right word? Omnipotent. Omni what? Okay, omni that thing.
you see how I went silent and let you just...
Speaking of omni.
You see how I tried you right there?
Yeah, I see.
Left?
Speaking of omni, bro, I keep on telling you, you should go watch... Invincible.
You don't keep on telling me. You told me this morning. It's not like a week, bro. It's just hours ago.
Okay, again.
Yeah, gas it up again.
Yeah, go watch that thing. Mm-hmm. There's some guy called Omni Man there.
Oh, that's why you're on your Omni shit.
I'm on my Omni shit, Omni era, bro. So yeah, watch it. It's super awesome. I love the script.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I love that it is real. You're seeing blood there for real.
Mm-hmm.
You see how in some animations you don't really see the action really.
Yeah.
This is really good. This is really good.
Thanks for the plug.
Yeah, but it is a bit sci-fi, so
no, yeah.
To bear with that.
No, it's no problem.
Yeah.
Once you put me on, usually I just go on open-mindedly.
I can show you the storyline. It's crazy.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah, I'll definitely do my own one.
Mm.
Yeah, but what's new? You want us to freestyle this, man? Like honestly, like I think definitely there's a lot that go on throughout the week, but this week for me has really been like quiet, and I had morning shifts the entire week, so I was always on the run. And whenever I work in the morning, I feel like the day goes by quickly.
Because
I'm up by like dawn, and when I leave, it's like almost evening. And like, clearly it's evening because I get here past 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a summation. Yeah, and it even brings me to like 9-to-5 things. Because I have a friend, we were talking about their 9-to-5. And having two weekends, and me, my like just having my shift spread all over the week, morning, afternoon, you know. Strictly, yes, 8 hours, of course, but I still feel like I'm too used to my gig that if I ever land or maybe move to a department where I have to work 9-to-5, it's gonna be really like some adjustment, man. Yeah, because I'm so used to my routine. When I have to do this thing the same way every day, I feel like I might get bored at some point. Easily. Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah, it's tough. Then at the end of the day, I feel like I even figure maybe I'm a creative and I... When the day changes, there's some kind of vibe to it. Like when it's morning, when it's noon, when it's night, when it's like sundown, evening, golden hour, it's different. Then and then again, you see the kind of maybe work that I do. It takes a lot of interactions. I don't know if there's a point to this, but basically my week has just flown by.
There is, because when you talk about creativity,
personally, as a creative, there's really that that, you know, freedom with your time and mm-hmm. how it's going to affect your because there's nothing like a routine.
Yeah,
in a in a creative field, because you see, just from the word itself, mm-hmm. creativity, every time will be new idea.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, mm-hmm. you're living through different experiences all the time.
Yeah,
yeah. But that also just applies if you're that creative who is creative enough to always want to mm-hmm. develop a new thing or something better all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then it's gonna work for you that way.
Yeah.
I feel it also applies just to any other field.
Mm-hmm.
If it's like yours,
mm-hmm.
where it's something to do with the creativity too,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
Every day it's not gonna be
the same
thing. There's a day that you're going to just serve a whole different meal that you've never done before.
True. Yeah, you've seen an item you've never... Yeah, that's a fact.
Or make or meet a different person that you've never encountered.
True.
Just like when you always talk to me, tell me about politicians.
Yeah.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
It's just a whole different experience.
Exactly.
From, just meeting another regular... I don't want to say regular, mm-hmm. but just another citizen. Random... let's just say another random, you know, guest.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's more on the approach.
Yeah.
I feel it's more on the approach.
For me, as now the person who has to be in this.
On that routine,
oh, yeah.
or on that
yeah.
work basis or mm-hmm. job, you know.
Because it even led to me, like, not posting too much on my account, Buddy Shorted.
Mm.
Shout outs to my 120 followers that I don't even follow back. Because I felt at some point there was lack of creativity because I used the same route every day. And I felt like I've exhausted everything because with me, like my process through photography is I see it before I take it.
Mm-hmm.
And that should be, that's always it. So once I'm on the same route every day and I've seen all the nice spots that I think I've seen because I've used Limuru since 2015.
Mm-hmm.
And like 2015 today, that's how many, that's close to 10 years now.
Yeah.
So I feel like I've seen everything, like even to now it being expanded to like a double in.
Yeah.
And having to do the same gig every day. Because, you know, I don't know, Mike, I remember first days working, you're kind of like thrilled. I know so many people can relate to this.
Mm-hmm.
There's some kid crying on the stairs, man. There's some neighbor's kid, like, just bear with her. It's Sunday, they're having a good time. Just bear with the kids. So, first days at work, I feel like people are usually, like, so eager because you're looking forward to this. You finally get the gig, man. You know. So, you're eager to play the part. And then you get to a point where you finally figure out that this is going to be your daily routine.
Mm-hmm.
And like finally now, like now you hear people saying like, oh, adulting and these things like this.
Mm-hmm.
I think you become an adult.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think about like when you're 18,
mm-hmm.
or maybe I think it depends on maybe when your parents like let you be your own person.
Yeah, yeah.
If you ask me, because I think that's when you really when you become your own person, that's when you really are a full grown adult.
Mm-hmm.
It could be at 21, it could be at 23, 18,
mm-hmm.
but I think when you become your
could
own
person, 16,
exactly,
yeah.
making your own decision and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes with work, it gets to be routine. So you need to find the exciting moments with this. You
yeah.
need to find the creative moments with this.
Mm.
Like you just saying 1-2 days are not the same. You need to find how to have just maybe enjoy every moment.
Yeah.
Like meeting these kind of figures every day.
Mm-hmm.
You need to find a way of enjoying these things.
Yeah.
Even if you're working finance, accounts and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't deal with the same numbers every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. I feel like if you enjoy working numbers,
yeah.
you are going to have to figure how to just enjoy. It's just the approach. I think you've answered my entire week because it's been a while. I think it's been like 3 years since I did like a whole straight week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's kind of went by like for now 2 weeks now.
Nice.
Yeah, I'd requested because I had other things, so I needed to like be available for them.
Nice.
So I'd requested this, and I didn't know it was gonna fly by like that.
Uh-huh.
Because usually it's balanced. Because for me, I work like 6 days a week, So I work 3 morning shifts and 3 late shifts.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of balances out because you can like, get an extensive sleep, mm-hmm. you know, because if you're clocking at 2,
mm-hmm.
you can sleep in well mm-hmm. if you love your sleep that That's much.
Sure.
Yeah, not my thing though.
Most people do.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But how about you? Enough about me.
Yeah. Mine has been exciting.
Yeah, we've met a lot this week. I think we've met the last 4 days straight.
Yes.
Have we?
Three days straight. Mine has been really exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because as you know, I was to shoot on
Thursday. Yeah, man, talk about that.
There were some hiccups.
Yeah.
A project that I'm really excited about.
My bad.
Because mm-hmm. I haven't dropped something for 2 years.
Uh-huh.
I haven't.
In terms of film or?
Both.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Because the film I worked on last
mm-hmm.
was supposed to drop like 2022, 2023.
No.
It didn't because those guys are still holding on, I don't know, just stalling on edits.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So
the team you're working with?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I haven't released that. Uh-huh. But I did something in last year. But that was also for this year.
No.
So I haven't really released anything.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So for 2 years now, uh-huh. I've just been, you know, here and there.
Oh, now that I think about it, since you did, like, things with the bike and one you did on the rooftop.
With Bill. Okay. I've dropped one.
No, at least I remember.
I've dropped one. Oh, you've just remembered. I dropped one. One with Bill. Yeah, I worked with one. It was a series of projects. It was called Kiunguru Daily.
Uh-huh. Kiunguru Daily.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
That's where you saw one with the bike,
mm-hmm.
one with the kung fu guy, Bill as the kung fu guy,
mm-hmm.
another one at the soccer,
mm-hmm.
and another one was I can't really remember, mm-hmm. but they were like 4.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. I was really excited for this because I really wanted to show my magic that day. Like mm-hmm. I was ready. I was a virgin for that day, you know.
Yeah, I know you were pumped. You had everything like paperwork, everything like everyone. Like actually, what was the hiccup anyway? Just to ask.
The photographer got held up or something.
Oh yeah.
So.
Oh,
yeah. We're doing it tomorrow.
Yeah, we ain't doing a shoot with the no photographer.
Yeah, we're doing it tomorrow, which I'm still excited about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But this time now, I hate that I'm going to miss it because I'm working at the time.
Oh, at the time.
Yeah, even if you see, like, if you look at something like that, even like taking shots, like different from the kind of shots we're taking in the studio right now, but
mm-hmm.
you see with things like shoots, the way the shoot has been maybe premeditated,
yeah.
We need a certain kind of time of day.
That's for sure.
If this is supposed to be done in the night, definitely a 9-to-5, I can't do this.
Yeah.
So I think every field, there's a way it just works. Because there's different fields, and if you mostly, I think 80% in each field, you'll find people who wanted to do the same thing. Yeah. Or maybe do whatever the gig requires. So mostly it just works for everybody. Because human, like, I think nature works in a way that we have to, like, adapt and, like, just go with the flow. So you'll have to make it work. And at the end of the day, I mean, like, keep the lights on. Live life, least to say.
Yeah, for human, I think it has to be like that.
Yeah.
It has to be like that. Because without that, I realize it is just a choice.
Yeah.
You either do that or do another thing,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
which in this time doesn't really pay out.
This might take a turn. Shout outs to Murugi. I really wanted to get a perspective on this, but how long do you think a cookie should last?
A quickie.
Yeah,
how long it should last?
Yeah,
I think it should be like 3 minutes tops, man.
Actually, just to maybe react on your answer.
Mm.
I didn't know you're gonna give me a time frame.
Oh.
I wasn't expecting that.
Okay, I was gonna give you a time frame.
Yeah.
What do you mean? But like, what I meant
uh-huh.
when I was giving the time frame.
3 minutes is one song.
Is
Drake God's plan?
is like we already clothes off, we getting in, you know.
I think everything counts. Like foreplay, whatever, if you choose to.
But I think if it's that way,
mm-hmm.
then if I'm going to give it a time frame, then it shouldn't be more than 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
10 minute stops, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
I see, but 10 minutes is a stretch, though. I really even wanted to get to Murugan's
perspective. Even if it's a dunk, you can take a dunk for 10 minutes.
Bro, I've been in the fucking ball for more than 10 minutes.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's why it can't be any time less than 10 minutes. Yeah. So 10 minutes has to be tops.
Mm-hmm. But I think it's really like relative sometimes. Cause
relative.
You know, when you intend to have a quickie, that's when maybe sometimes things go left and... like it ends up a really long one, you know.
No,
like you never been in such a situation. I've been in situations where like it was meant to be a quickie, and we spoke about it, and like we know this is going getting out of hand. Like
that is why it was not a quickie, because I feel
uh-huh.
a quickie should be you and the opposite sex
mm-hmm.
Should be already. In that mood, you know, mm-hmm. we should be like looking at each other, but we know what we want
uh-huh.
at the very moment, you know. Uh-huh. So that, let's say, guys go down for booze,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then that time frame there shouldn't be like we're talking about anything. It's just it should be kisses, clothes off, we're done. And then we now talk about it. It after that, now that's first. A quickie.
It takes an understanding.
Yeah,
because I think there's some that are also unintended.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't really intend to like bust that quick,
mm-hmm.
and shit. Like
that is not a quickie. That is just you busting quick. Because
what do you mean?
Because.
It's an unintended quickie.
Yeah, no, that is not a quickie at all. That is mm-hmm. you just leaving your partner, you know, hanging. Because you find most of the time in mm-hmm. a quickie,
it will be mutual, like we
like it can be even 2 minutes, but both will orgasm in that 2 minutes.
Yeah,
you know. Yeah. So
most quickie should be organic, though.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
That's why we should be in a room, but we like, yo, if we go that way,
yeah, if they blink.
We're doing this.
Yeah. Now that I think about it, yes.
Mm-hmm. Because
no.
just as you said.
Because I've go ahead. Sorry.
If we have talked about it
mm-hmm.
already, we have that idea. Yes, mm-hmm. it can be a quickie just by talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
But if we talk about it and then we still have some few minutes to think about it,
mm-hmm.
then it's not really a quickie because. We still gotta have to think about it, and then blah blah.
Yeah.
Well, if it was really a quickie,
mm-hmm.
I should come tell you, and then I should just tell you, yo, could go to the bathroom right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very funny. The kind of quickies that I think that I like are the ones that we're supposed to like go out, you know. Maybe we're supposed to go out and we're together, we're prepping together, and boom.
Yeah,
get it on and now hit the club.
that's good.
That's crazy,
because
mm-hmm. you know most people go to the club, then they maybe wanna get the bust a nut after that.
Mm-hmm.
You or me, I go there pre nut.
Yeah, that's not a quickie.
Yeah,
that's not a quickie.
It is like you're supposed to go out and you rock something nice and we both turned on same that's time. You're like shit.
That's a quickie.
Can we just get this off and like?
That's a straight one.
Yeah,
that's a
get moving.
Yeah.
And maybe like you say, like maybe you guys are chilling together in a group and guys left,
mm-hmm.
and you have like a 10 minute window.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you're trying to hack another 10 minute window, but it's hectic because you never know. You never know. That's what I'm telling you. I've had quickies that took longer than maybe expected. And even when you go in thinking like, hey, this is going to be a ride, that's when, fast not.
Mm-hmm.
And shit, like. But I think every man has had those. And and I think every woman has had those.
Mm-mm.
I'm positive.
But I'm you positive. Know what?
But it depends.
It's twisted for women.
Yeah.
Because, you see, it's crazy that when women have that fast,
mm-hmm.
they are the type of women that want to have more than one orgasm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You realize?
Oh yeah. I feel. But if we had an understanding like this is a pow, like we out of here.
Yeah,
you know, like read the memo, you feel.
I get you.
Yeah, but I still feel like they kind of have an advantage. Because I hate when, you know, it's tough, like, you know, for men, now this is the part of conversation where I'll enjoy that Murugi is not here, is, you know, for men, it's hard for us to tell if you're wet.
That's for sure.
And for women, should he be wet just next to you for the whole 15 minutes, bro?
Bro, you're saying 15 for like, the whole hour. 30 minutes, 30 hours.
Yeah.
I don't know, you've been hanging out for the whole fucking day.
Yeah.
She's been sweating, man.
Yeah. I'm not even talking about just sweating, like maybe just she gets turned on, like maybe even mid convo, and she's wet and you don't know about it.
Yeah,
but maybe I think it gets to a level. Let's say if you and your active sex partner,
mm-hmm.
I think you guys have to get to a point where and there's a way like somebody tells you, you'll know maybe they're turned on or things like that.
That's for sure.
Yeah, I think even in any kind of relationship, I think you maybe there's that kind of like levels you have to unlock,
mm-hmm.
in relationships.
Yeah,
even when it comes to just regularly having sex.
Yeah,
there are going to be developments.
Yeah,
into this.
I agree because mm-hmm. I feel just as you've said generally, you need to know body language.
Yeah,
you need to be sensitive.
Yeah,
you know. To the opposite sex, whoever,
mm-hmm.
because most of the time, guys just or even women mm-hmm. or anyone just be talking, but then
mm-hmm.
maybe what you're talking about turn them on.
Yeah,
you know, okay. and you should be sensitive enough to uh-huh. see how someone is behaving, or you know,
it's a tough gig for any man. I can tell you that.
I know it is, but then there's a time
uh-huh.
that you can tell that, yo, I know uh-huh. everyone
mm-hmm.
is interested in this, mm-hmm. but I see your interest is a bit above the bar.
You're an horse that needs handicap.
Exactly. Like let's say
mm-hmm.
she might be like shooting questions,
mm-hmm.
but then with how she's looking at you.
Oh yeah.
You know, the facial expression.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
or the body exposure, something yeah. like that.
I could use some eye contact.
Exactly.
I love eye contact.
Yeah. So you could be like, okay, I see what you're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
Just like in the
movies. But I think it's not rocket science for most men.
For
cause
even for women, I think.
Because I think because most men are kind of like paranoid about it as well, you know.
I see.
Look, because this might come out like maybe mixed signals. You never know.
That's
for maybe sure. I'm misreading this. So it's tough for most men. That's the thing. So
and that is always the tough part.
That's always the tough part because you never know. Maybe we've been vibing, but I don't know you're into me that kind of way, even to give me a kiss. And I might misread this and reach out for a kiss, and then whoa.
And women,
bro, you're moving too fast and things like that. You start accusing me of shit. But I feel like it all depends on the woman because you're the one who's turned on. So I mean, like if you're turned on, like any car that if the engine is revving. We know
it's we can on. Like,
so I think it sort of depends on them,
yeah.
But also I think it they go the same way. The same perspectives I've made.
Mm.
Also, the ladies like, yes, I'm turned on, but are you also turned on?
Yeah,
they are yourself. Do you? Yes. So I think it's just levels and stages that things you have to maybe unlock for maybe the two of you as sexual partners. Oh yeah. There's something happening in the studio. Yeah, I like this. Yeah, the producer is laughing. We need to get the producer mic.
That's for sure.
Yeah, you know, our sponsors, man, adjust them checks. But yes, basically I feel like when it comes to things like maybe I hate sexual tensions, you know.
I also do because I wanna get done with it. You know, we don't have time here to waste.
Yeah.
If you feel like...
And when it's planned, and planned it is also boring, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This should happen organic.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I think there's stages to unlock. There's going to be levels. If it's going to be like how... I don't think any man just wakes up, or any woman, or any kind of person, and tell that whoever they're trying to maybe go out with, and just tell them they love them on the first sight.
Mm.
Or maybe people that statement have, looks like I'm saying love at first sight and a thing.
Yeah, you're saying that because they have lots.
Yeah, maybe, but I feel like there's definitely
something intriguing. You
yeah,
know,
we have to kind like, create the bond.
Let me tell you, even love on the first sight,
mm-hmm.
I feel mostly it's worked with the, if think specifically, mm-hmm. it has to be sapiosexual people.
Mm-hmm.
Like someone who love intelligence, mm-hmm. you know, someone who can just be in a room uh-huh. and read a lady. And also the lady,
uh-huh.
I feel also has to be a sapio to mm-hmm. some level, has to be not even mature
mm-hmm.
but smart to some level.
Mm-hmm.
That I'll be in a room
uh-huh.
and read you and Even come,
mm-hmm.
I mean, interact with me and read your feelings from the word go.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh.
You see how there are some friends you keep
mm-hmm.
where they have said some 1, 2, 3, 4 words. Even you're not even friends yet,
mm-hmm.
but you're just in a room. But you already like, yo, hey, who the fuck is speaking? I love his perspective.
Yeah.
I think he should be my friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I feel it's that kind of energy.
Yeah, true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Bam.
Something you didn't know.
Yeah, you just spoke, bro. In summation, I had one word.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, we just freestyling this. We're heading to Ngong Race Course for some horse racing. Yeah. Some jockeys and the stallions and the Malis. So it's going to be a vibe. But yes. I can't wait. I can't wait. There's so much. Yeah, I was reading the article on the Star newspaper
mm-hmm.
just to see how maybe, you know, the haulers have to gas up every race. Like, it's as usual. Like, we have to sell this marketing part, bro. Mm-hmm. Nobody's doing this for pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
But the fans are doing this for pleasure. So that's why we're in some little pre-game, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I'm so excited for this because this is my first time going to a horse race. And... reading
so
just,
is your boy.
Yeah, so is you. So it's gonna be fun, and we invited friends over. So it's gonna be a late one for me. I know. Whenever I'm outside, I'm always with a vibe. So this is guaranteed. But I'm really excited because just there's so much online that I've really figured out about the game. Because
mm-hmm.
like I told you, I wanted to do my research. I would want to come and have a good time, like me going to a horse race and. Not knowing about what goes down is a bad thing.
Yes.
So I had to do my research, see how whatever goes on. But I'm really excited for the maiden race. I didn't know that they have like level of like races and things like that. Mm-hmm. But I think coming back, we'll have more review and perspective on this.
That's for sure. Yeah. Also watch out for some
visuals,
visuals. I'm gonna make sure.
Yeah.
Sheesh,
we're rolling with the creative director, and I'm looking fly. So shit.
Yeah, we actually, you know what's happening here.
Yeah.
So Barry is about to go put on his look.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to go put up mine.
Uh huh.
And then
we hit the gates.
It's some tension in here.
Yeah.
Because when I went hanging my shit,
uh-huh.
he was like, "Bro, I gotta see."
I know how much thought and how much intention you like to get with your looks, so I really wanted to know.
I know.
But yeah.
I wouldn't be outside.
Cause and how much you always gas your look. No, like I wish we had a micro Namfrey, bro. But Murugi ain't here. But you know how much this guy always gasses his look? It's like, bro, like this one I'm going to. I can't wait.
I'm that guy. I like doing that. But I might just pull, you know, something casual.
Yeah.
You know?
I think that's the whole perspective. I mean, you have to make it sell. That's a selling point, you know.
That's why I love boxing and the UFC, bro.
Bro, I saw somebody spin their head 360. I'm never watching boxing. have a problem in the UFC. I had this friend one time, we were talking sports, we talked golf, everything. Like, he was surprised, like, how much, like I even told him, like, bro, we can talk about sports all day. Like, this is going to be a conversation.
Crazy.
And when we got to UFC, he's a huge UFC fan, and I don't watch UFC. And
I love UFC, bro.
Brutally honest about it and say, bro, I can take the hits and the locks.
For real.
They're just too much for me, man.
Too much trauma.
I like my sports with balls, pause.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah. You like something gentle.
Exactly. Like tennis, like a basketball. For real? Easy, cool shit.
But tension?
You can raise some tension.
But you feel like UFC and, or rather, martial, MMA, mm-hmm. mixed martial arts, mm-hmm. is too much tension for you?
Not too much tension. I feel like, okay, I grew up on wrestling. You
know? And it was fake as fuck.
I know.
That's why you like fake shit.
The Tiger Woods ain't fake.
I know you don't like fake shit. You've never bought any fake. I love that really about my friends.
Yeah.
No fake stuff.
I know. Yeah. None with the fake shit, yeah. bro. Never.
That was just
if you can afford it, just chill. But I feel like one thing is with UFC and boxing, how they usually sell the match is good. Because, I mean, like, if you look at even how the career is set, you can have like 3 matches in a month.
Yes.
But that's insane. You can't take this kind of impact they eat. You can't take that.
You can't.
So I feel like, yes, we can do this.
Mm.
Usually how they sell it is nice. Mm. But I have this background in wrestling. Wrestling was purely entertainment.
Because
if you look at what really wrestling is, I think it's what's done in like places like, I don't know what these countries are, but usually if you see what wrestling is, it's what we were taught in school. Like just men wrestling each other, with the actual meaning of wrestling in a traditional way, if you understand what I'm saying.
All African communities.
Yes, that is what basically. The kind of wrestling I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Like guys, bare chest. We only have like maybe like your triangle, whatever, panties, something like that. Underwear, gear.
Mm-hmm.
I think gear is the right word.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the kind of wrestling we understand. But with WWE, it's purely entertainment.
Mm.
And with UFC, bro, that shit is...
It is the same thing that's happening on the street. And no, not even on the street. It's the same thing that's happening in the African cultures,
mm-hmm.
like from way back then. Because
mm-hmm.
I remember wrestling was a key part of entertainment.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
Even in social studies, I remember that used to be like, what are some, if you were questions like would ask like some of the activities that boys would engage in, girls would engage in,
mm-hmm.
like parents, kids, just playing that kind of like figure.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand it's easy to sell sports because it's part of the culture.
Mm-hmm.
Like you don't have to have played basketball in high school, primary school or college to be a basketball fan.
Yeah.
This can still be sold to anyone. Anyone can still be a basketball fan. And I really like what the NBA has really been doing at the recent. Usually around this time of the year when you don't have the NFL, the Premier League is in last stages.
Mm-hmm.
Also, like the NBA, they're getting into like playoffs like come July. So
yeah,
this is when it's heated. So I guess I kind of like score sport.
Mm-hmm.
I love that in so many games, sometimes you find that an NBA game is officiated by women.
Yeah.
In terms of like on the floor as referees.
Recently?
Yeah.
This
season, like I've seen that happen.
Yeah.
Like a whole game, it's women referees on the floor. It's women sideline reporters for like every network.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same women that announcers in the booth.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was one game that was played in Utah Jazz. Bro, yeah. I was thrilled, man.
Yeah,
we love to see such things though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's just the beauty that is in sports. But I think like getting into a new sport like us, like right now we're getting into like horse racing,
because mm-hmm.
I know this is not going to be just a one-time thing.
Yeah.
Like I was telling you, like, bro, that this is just going to be our new thing.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, because I know we're going there and we're going to love it. And next thing we're talking about it and we're doing something about it. So
I'm definitely looking forward to it because I don't like crowded events
mm-hmm.
or overhyped. And this mm-hmm. is one of them that is not.
That's a fact.
Yes, and it just has the right crowd for it,
mm-hmm.
and the venue,
mm-hmm.
has been there for years.
Yeah, it speaks for itself.
Just a random fact that we were checking out.
Mm-hmm.
It is the only East African jockey, you know,
club in jockey East Africa, club in bro. East Africa. Yeah.
So that's a big thing, you know.
Yeah.
And since being the only one,
mm-hmm.
and it has that particular crowd,
mm-hmm.
it's a good thing.
Yeah. Funny, yeah. You're wearing a jockey cap.
Bro, I mean
the accuracy is that. Yeah, but I can't wait to be outside.
Yeah.
I mean, guys, I'm sorry that we kind of gonna cut this pod short,
mm-hmm.
but we promise you a B-side. Of course, Murugi called in late saying she can make it, so she'll probably make it for the B-side.
Gonna be a little bit longer, that one.
But yeah, it has to be paused, though. I don't know what else you want to maybe touch on, something you feel maybe we can maybe speak on.
Nothing really.
Yeah, but do you want to make a follow up? Okay, I stand. Yes, I've not listened to J. Cole's Delete Later project that mm-hmm. basically is just maybe reply to Kendrick's diss.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, basically, if you ask me, then I keep saying it, even in the best personal conversations with friends,
mm-hmm.
I love the fact that. Cole has replied, like, this is active, because like I said, hip-hop has been quiet for a minute now.
Oh, yeah.
Aside from this is deviating everyone's attention from P. Diddy's thing now, because if we only had P. Diddy's hide and seek with the Alphabet Boys going on, but that would be the only shit.
It ain't deviating 50 though.
50 be everywhere, you know who 50 is. Yeah, so I feel like it's really healthy, because like going back to our conversation like two episodes ago,
mm-hmm.
like I was just trying to focus on the impact of beef.
Yeah.
Yes, sometimes a beef could come in people we didn't expect to see the beef in, or maybe participate in.
Mm-hmm.
It could be even like, let's say, maybe like recently we spoke about Spotify and Apple Music.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe there's somebody who uses both.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you sometimes you put in a position where you have to take sides.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. And that's choosing sides now.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I would really be impressed if I was told years later that all this was just cooked, everything was just, they talked about it and they saw that there's a gap here. I really love it.
It ain't cooked. Well, Future's Kendrick's feature on Future's project is still doing numbers. Yeah.
Yeah, but I think it might be cook even on one hand. Let's say I'm thinking like me as myself, I feel like if I take shots at Dr. Mze,
yeah,
he'd probably reply, and maybe this is going to create a buzz that is going to work towards my side, because at the end of the day, in media, we look at numbers, controversy as a good thing. Like publicity, bad or good, is still publicity, you know? Yeah. So like somebody might poke you. Like, not on Facebook, though. Not on Facebook. But I was trying to push that out.
I see.
Yeah. But I still feel like it might still be orchestrated on one side.
I get that.
Yeah. Because even when I didn't listen to the whole album, because I didn't have the time.
Mm-hmm.
I usually want to give a project its respected full time, lesson, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I jumped straight to the 7-minute drill. And at the end, Cole was even saying things like, stay ready for the fall off. Mm. So he's still teasing his album, and it's
another one.
Yeah, and
was this a mixtape or a?
This is just album. And even the title says for itself. Might be a little later, so you never know. But
it might be a mixtape.
Yeah, I just think I would up. Call it like an EP, just some
EP.
Yeah, okay. Some it's extended an EP. Play. Maybe.
It has how many gems?
Some about 12 or 11.
Okay, might be an album.
Even if, but mm-hmm. what I think is this is just like based on just what's going on.
Yeah.
So this is not what really is working on.
That's
in as much as he's giving, he's telling Kendrick like you really caught me on a nice mode, because I'm in my album mode right now. You know, I'm in my creative bag, so everything is going to be like top
just
notch.
As you want it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't wait to see more of that too.
Yeah, it's actually 12 songs, 43 minutes in.
Mm-hmm. Crazy.
Yeah.
All the best for him, but Kendrick seemed to still be winning.
Yeah. I don't know about that. I don't want to talk too much into it, because I haven't listened to the All Love project or maybe his body of work.
Okay.
So I want to be like make sound judgments, or maybe stand by my judgments, you know.
Nice.
Yeah. I don't want to, like, you know me, bro.
I know you.
So you want to call this a wrap? Pause.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Uh-huh. We are here, man. My name is Uncle Barry. I love doing this. And I know you guys also love listening to us twice as much as we do. And this, we do this again on Friday. Check us out on the B-Side episode number 39.
Yeah, yeah, this is your guy, you know, Ngunana fake accent, lakini amejaribu. You know, Planet Dunia things. In here, see you just this week, you know. Gotta settle it.
Yeah. So, I got fired from the bank today. A woman told me to check a balance, so I pushed her.
So you pushed her.
Yeah. Hope you're ready for the next episode. Hey.